The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer. It is 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's face the music and dance, baby. You know we will, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to embrace this with all this craziness that is going on. Representative Tom MacArthur, he is a Republican congressman from New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District, will join us momentarily. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you want to see. Mike Gallagher giving us a preview what Mike is going to talk about. Mike always riveting at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. You know, Elias Huzamuddin. Elias Huzamuddin is the president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. And I was thinking about Elias and all of his officers, correction officers, after this Riker Island fiasco. You know, they never ask law enforcement when the politicians just do things and then they check with law enforcement, you know, like the legalization of marijuana in New Jersey. It's like, could talk to law enforcement, see what that's all about. You know, and they check with them first. And now they're moving Rikers. They're stopping Rikers, which is a real estate move, in my opinion. And I think everybody knows that. And now they're putting the gangs all over the town, and you're putting the correction officers, not to mention the communities at risk. Elias will break that down for us. Steve Adubato is hosting October 11th. Don't forget that business breakfast. Boom! You got to be there. And big Steve does a great job when he wrangles this whole business breakfast. You know, he's got hundreds of people, and he's great to watch in that regard. Steve will join us on the air in the 9 o'clock hour. And I'm proud to tell you, Mary Papayo's on. She is our AM 970 sports analyst. Excuse me, I've been pushing for that. Mary's great. She's like our superstar sales gal, you know. But she knows sports. She did sports when she was in Arizona on camera. And so now she is officially an AM 970 sports analyst. And this is going to be actually great to hear Mary break down all that's going on with the Yankees tonight. Right, Albert, before we break into the news, you got the Red Sox, sir, and the Yankees tonight. What is the time?
What is it?
7:30 is the start, but it doesn't usually get started until about 8.
Yeah, it's about 7:40 or whatever, first pitch. You know, they got to go through all that nonsense.
Right after dinner, Frank. Right after dinner, we'll be able to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm hoping right to make it back. I'm hoping to leave by 7:30 and make it back to Staten Island for the Italian festival at Mount Loretto.
You know, that's going to be a bit. But, you know, laugh so you will.
No, I'm laughing because you're having dinner at what time?
The cannoli. When's the cannoli? They have like a Nathan's hot dog thing, but with cannolis.
I think that's tomorrow.
Yeah, that's so much fun. You should enter that. Al, you should enter that.
Yeah.
Scoffing cannolis down? Come on. That would be great.
Can't wait.
good for the heart, yeah, and great for the soul. 808 with Joe on the radio. Representative Tom MacArthur is a congressman representing New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District. Kind enough to join us this morning on the show. Representative MacArthur, welcome to the program, sir. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Hear great things about you, man. Great things about you from the president himself. Are you having fun in this tumultuous world of politics, Tom?
Well, some days are fun, some days are annoying, but look, we're making a difference, and I think people's lives in this country are getting better. So I view it as a real privilege to be there, even on the bad days.
I know. And you know what, Congressman? You look at New York City. I said this earlier on the show in the 6 o'clock hour, and I had a builder. I had, you know, our buddy Sal DeVino. I'm sure you know Mr. DeVino. His son Anthony said to me, look at how the construction boomed as soon as the president was elected. As soon as Donald Trump got in, boom! I've never seen New York like this. And it's happening all across the country, yes?
Look, Joe, I was a businessman my whole life, 30 years, and most of it right here in New York City. I didn't put money to work in my business if I couldn't see around the corner. I invested when I thought there was a future and thought things would be brighter, and that's the big difference. The last president, you always thought there was another shoe going to drop. You know, he was going to regulate something else. This is a whole new game now, and people sense it. Consumer confidence is high. Small business confidence has never been higher. And that makes people take a bet, take a chance, put money to work, and grow their business. That's good for them. It's good for their employees. It's good for unemployment. And that is why the economy is booming right now.
Yeah, and Congressman, not to mention the nonprofit arena. I mean, I know you do a lot of nonprofit work as I do. You go out, you try to ask for money. People are afraid to write that check. It's a little easier now, isn't it?
It is. I think the American people are incredibly generous. There's no nation in the history of the world as generous as this one, but people have to feel some security about the future before they want to give their money away, and so this is a great environment for that too. Look, things are going great. That's why this election matters so much. Yeah. We cannot go back to dysfunction where half of the government is just trying to make the other half look bad and trying to grind things to a halt. That's not helpful to the American people.
Is the president popular in the 3rd congressional district down there?
He is with those who like him, and he isn't with those who don't.
There you go.
I'm in a real swing district. Half my district along the ocean is very pro-Trump, and then you drive for 45 minutes through the Pine Barrens, and when you emerge on the other side in the Philly suburbs, the president is not popular. And so, you know, my job, I work with the president whenever I can, and when I disagree, I say so plainly and try to change things. But my job is to do that in an environment where some of my constituents really like him and some really don't.
You know, we're talking with Representative Tom MacArthur from Jersey, Piscopo, in the morning. It's 8:11. We had the pleasure and privilege of having lunch with Dan Donovan, Frankie Five Boroughs, and I, Congressman Donovan, the other day with his beautiful gal, Serena. And I always ask him, and I ask you this, Congressman, when you're sitting with the president, he is just relishing every second of this.
Oh, yeah,
he?
Yeah. Yeah, he loves it. He loves being president. And you know what? That's good. Because it's, you know, as I said, sometimes the days are brighter than others, but you have to love this job or you can't really do it very well. And he clearly loves being president. I think he's done a good job. He's moving the country in a good direction. You know, he makes me cringe sometimes the way he puts things, but look, you get the whole package. And we have a president who's a strong leader.
Yeah.
He's taken decisive action. He's kept his promises. He's not done anything surprising. He's keeping his promises, and because of it, we're stronger, we're safer, and we are far more prosperous than we were even 24 months ago.
You know, Congressman, I hesitate to go here, but this whole Kavanaugh situation, it's so embarrassing. Now they're going to vote on cloture. Now what's going to happen? Is there going to be filibuster? Is it going to be just a mess today and tomorrow down there, do you think, in Washington?
Well, look, my view, Joe, on this, sexual harassment is really a serious offense, and it is so damaging to people. And I think that's what you're seeing, not just in this case, but in so many. It is really damaging to people. And I'm not here to judge Dr. Blasey Ford. Something obviously happened to her. But the question for the Senate is there evidence, not just an accusation, but is there evidence that Judge Kavanaugh did something? Because in America, you're not judged just based on an accusation by one person. There has to be evidence, and that's what they have to look at today. They have to consider, is there evidence? And I think even the Democrats know they have a problem because they've shifted gears now, and they're saying, well, it's because of his demeanor when he testified. And, you know, they need to make a decision and move forward. I think the way the Democrats have handled this process has been horrible. They exposed a letter that she didn't want exposed. They've treated her like nothing but somebody to be used in this process.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then obviously they've tried from day one. Chuck Schumer made it clear within hours of the nomination that he was going to oppose it by any means possible. And so, you know, that's just not happened before. It didn't happen to President Obama and President Clinton when they made nominations. The Republicans didn't state right from the get-go that they would try to destroy the person.
Yeah, and not to this degree either, for goodness sake. It's inexcusable. Do you think this whole Kavanaugh opposition could backfire on Democrats running this year?
I don't know how it'll play out politically, but I know it should never have become political.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part to me. I like most Americans, I saw a good part of both of it, and you know, I watched her testimony. Obviously, something happened to her, and you can't help but feel sorry for that. The Senate, I think, needs to make a decision. They need to move forward, and we need to get back to trying to move the country forward.
Well, we'll see what happens, Congressman. And how about Bob Hugin making a great run against Menendez,
yeah,
huh?
He is, and I'm hopeful. You know, Bob Hugin is a man who served his country. He ran a pharmaceutical company that was nearly broke when he took over, and he has plowed billions of dollars into cancer research. I lost two moms to cancer, Joe. My birth mother when I was a kid, and then the mom who raised me a few years ago. And this company that he built invested billions of dollars in research, and they are finding cures. And so he's been serving people, and Bob Menendez has been serving himself for a long time. It really is time to clean house in New Jersey. Guys like Menendez give our state a bad name, and it's time for him to go. And I was just with Bob Hugin last night at a veterans event. We have a lot of veterans in our in our part of Jersey, and you know, I want to help him win, and I certainly want to win myself and continue to serve the people of Jersey.
We'll let you go, Congressman. How's the reelection look, sir?
Well, it's tight. It's a real race, and I feel good about it. I've stood my ground. I've told people plainly what I believe. I have an opponent who is very slippery with the truth. People may agree or disagree with me, but I am plain spoken. I tell them what I think, and I do what I say I'm going to do. And I think I'm going to be fine in another month on Election Day. As I said at the beginning, Joe, I spent my whole life as a businessman, 30 years, most of it running insurance operations right here in New York. And I think we need more business people in Washington, people that have had real world experience who can bring a different perspective to a broken process.
Yeah, amen. Representative Tom MacArthur, Republican congressman from New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District. Congressman, Godspeed. You're welcome here anytime, sir, and great talking to you this morning.
I appreciate it. Hey, one more thing, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I miss you on SNL.
Yeah.
it's not the same without you.
I know. We'll chat when you come back. We'll chat about that. That'll be something else we'll get into. Good luck with everything, Tom, and hopefully we'll see you soon, sir.
All right. Be well.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman. 8:17 with Piscopo in the morning. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. See, I'm one of those guys, when I see all the opposition and what's going to happen now and the way it happens now, this morning, just like right now, about 9:30, as before we go off the air, they're going to vote on cloture, and then they're going to vote on the Democrats will have a chance to, I guess, filibuster Frankie Five Boroughs. The Democrats will have a chance to answer this. It's going to be a zoo down there. And I just feel like at sometimes, like my grandfather, Rosario, he would go into the voting booth. I told you this before. Anybody who had a vowel at the end of his name, he would vote for. Because he didn't know. He came, you know, he was a new citizen to America. Let me see. All the Italian names. Boom, 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 boom. Sometimes I go in just and I do a protest vote. And I've done it. I voted for Democrats against Republicans just as a protest vote. Now I just love to see everybody just, and I'm really an independent libertarian really anymore these days. I don't even know what I am. Conservative, what am I? I don't even know. All I know is Everybody should just vote against this progressive socialist agenda that is ripping apart this country. Frankie, it's going to be a zoo this morning in Washington. Is that right?
That is right. The vote is probably going to take place around 10:30, so it's going to probably be right after we're off the air. But it's going to be very interesting. And they no longer have filibusters for Supreme Court nominees.
Yep, got it.
After Senator McConnell invoked the so-called nuclear option, I don't understand why they have filibusters on anything. I mean, the U.S. Senate's the only place where a majority doesn't mean a majority. As long as they get 51 votes, they'll be able to move forward with a vote this weekend, either tomorrow or Sunday.
All right. Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, I saw a post from the Pollock family. You know, Andy Pollock's my buddy and lost his daughter Meadow at that Parkland shooting, that horrific shooting. It's Meadow's birthday today. She would have been 19 years old. So happy birthday, Meadow. Thinking about you, and may you rest in peace. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe Piscopo on AM 970. The answer, you want to give us a call, it's 877-970-2999. Susie Cerrone is on the road. Susie, did you say you're related to Ricky Cerrone?
I wish. No.
Come
it's
on.
It's spelled the same.
Yes. I had three Yankee tickets. Free Yankee tickets from Ricky.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a good, longtime friend. Great guy.
I know. They better win tonight.
I'm feeling good about it, but I'm afraid to tweet anything. I'm afraid to say anything. If I'm at the game, the other day, I tweeted a picture of myself outside of the stadium.
Right.
I'm going, if they lose, I will get the blame. You know, I'm afraid
to do it. Is this a five-game series?
Yeah, five-game series. Best of five.
Okay.
And so we'll see what's going on. And they look awfully good, and they're in their groove. Hey, here's hoping. 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, Susie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The answer.
And, Joe, some issues in Queens. An accident on the Jackie Robinson northbound by Fresh Pond Road that has one lane out. Grand Central westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. An accident in the right lane. Crash in Brooklyn just about gone from the BQE northbound at the Gowanus Canal. Getting better at the George. Inbound George about 35 for the upper, 25 for the lower. Inbound Lincoln is 25. The Holland about 30 from either approach alternate side in effect. 30-minute delays on New Jersey transit into and out of New York Penn due to yesterday's derailment. Crash on 80 eastbound at exit 56. You're backed up from exit 53. The thruway is southbound is slow from exit 13 into Westchester, and a crash on the southern state westbound at Broadway. That's blocking the left lane. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough is fed up.
It's all meant as sore loser Democrats who still haven't gotten over the fact that Donald Trump won the damn election. Stop it. You're impugning the reputation of a good man. You are ruining a great family. And I've had enough.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
You don't normally see them. They're hidden in the poor parts of town. Homeless men, women, and children. But this weekend on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi exposes the magnitude of the problem. Tens of thousands are homeless in every American city. Some used to be your neighbors. It's eye-opening. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
What gives one company the edge over another? Maybe it's not one thing. Maybe it's taking care of lots of things that help a business run smoothly. In other words, Cintas. Cintas has products that help your people stay safe and apparel programs that convey the right image. They service fire protection equipment, deliver and stock restroom supplies, and make sure facilities are clean and ready. Because when all those things work together, you're in business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth!
Truth. It's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool ampersand underscore exclamation point 1985.
Knew it.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Come on. Hey, Piscopo, in the morning, it's 8:23. Jeffrey Lyons coming up momentarily. Attention, commercial building owners, landlords, property managers, condo or co-op board members. Is your building's exterior or roof looking weather-worn? Not holding up too well over the years? It's time to give my friend Susan Safis at Rhino Shield of New York a call. Susan is great. Love Susan. Love Rhino Shield, please. Rhino Shield. Sounds like something Ed Sullivan would do. Now, Susan Safis from Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is an exterior coating, and it fights the aging effects of everyday weather and wear on the exterior and roof of all buildings. Durable protection it provides and keeps the outside looking great, the inside dry and trouble-free. 25-year transferable warranty. There's a 25-year transferable warranty against chipping, peeling, fading, cracking, even labor. And material are covered. From warehouses to professional buildings, strip malls to office complexes, condos, co-ops, schools, apartment buildings, they can all benefit from a Rhino Shield maintenance-free coating that insulates, reflects UV rays, and resists growth of mold, mildew, and algae. Here's the number for Susan at Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. You got to check out Rhino Shield for your home. Or I know a lot of business folks come over to me and say, Joe, tell me about Rhino Shield. I'm telling you about Rhino Shield. Please, 877-744-6608. Ask Susan about the incredible anti-graffiti benefits of a Rhino Shield coating. It allows you to simply wipe off graffiti with Xylene on a cloth. It's that simple. Never paint your property again. Guaranteed for 25 years. 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Now, right before the Beatles, Jeffrey Lyons. I miss Ed Sullivan, Jeffrey Lyons. I miss Ed Sullivan, man. Was
That's
he the best?
Worst Ed Sullivan. You do spots for great. That's the worst Ed Sullivan.
And now.
And now, you know, rest his soul, Will Jordan, who I used to see at the bank all the time.
He was the guy, he just passed away, right?
Yeah, I knew him. He was 91.
Wow.
And we used to stand online at the bank. This is before ATMs, I guess, and talk about B actors and supporting actors from the 30s.
Wow.
He had an encyclopedic knowledge of that.
Wow, great voice. One of the great. Hey, Jeffrey, I got to go right to this if I can, Jeffrey Lyons. A Star is Born, and I see, and I know I'm a huge Gaga fan. How great is she in A Star is Born, Jeffrey Lyons?
You know, this is the fourth version of it. She's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good? Yeah, she's very good. The first version was with Janet Gaynor. Not a musical, 1936, and then came The Nun in 1954, which I, for my money, is one of the three or four greatest musicals ever done, with Judy Garland and James Mason,
right,
and songs by Harold Arlen, who did Somewhere Over the Rainbow, who also wrote that All Black Magic, The Man That Got Away.
Yeah, quarter, One for My Baby with, is that right? Did he do that, One for My Baby?
I don't know that he did that, but he and his wife used to come to our Seders every Passover.
Really?
And we knew, my father used to call him Hersch, which is Yiddish for Harold. And that's one of the great musicals ever. And so it's an unfair comparison. Then came Streisand in 76, which I at the time viewed as kind of a vanity piece with Kris Kristofferson. This one, and Bradley Cooper directed and co-stars, and he plays a famous rock singer, and he discovers her in a transgender or transvestite review show. Mike Pence was not in the audience, and he befriends her, and they become lovers, and her star eclipses his. As is the case in every one of the Star is Born movies.
Yeah.
And the motto of these movies is the famous fleeting. Audiences are fickle. And sometimes when two people are in the same profession and one begins to eclipse the other, it can be devastating.
What's the last line in Patton, by the way? Is it all fame is fleeting? That's
so
funny.
He was the third choice for that. You know that?
No, no, I did not know that, Jeffrey Lyons.
Arnold Stang. Scott. No, no, not Arnold Stang. No, no. People don't know who Arnold Stang was.
Okay, I know. That's all I got.
Rod Steiger turned it down, as did Robert Mitchum.
Yeah, both would have been. They would have been great.
They would have been great. They gave it to the pride of maybe Ernest Borgnine was in the mix too. They gave it to the pride of Wise Virginia, George C. Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a cold, and my doctor put me on steroids. Why couldn't I have gotten this cold during my softball season? Why? I have warning track power.
No, no. You're on probably a prednisone, so it's not like a steroid.
I don't know what it is. I got to take two before breakfast,
yeah,
one after
the
wild lunch, one after.
What is with that? What's it with that? You got to take it's a whole package. You got to take
it. Yeah, but it's because I've been miserable the last 2 weeks.
Oh, listen, my doctor
doesn't mess around. I got a French doctor. He's very good. And he doesn't wear a white coat. He wears a double-breasted suit.
Yeah, I want a doctor that speaks English. I want to remember the Godfather.
He speaks perfect. He speaks better English than you or I do.
Yeah.
And he drives a Maserati. So.
Tell me, oh, my God. Tell me about Andrew Dice Clay in A Star is Born, please. How great is he?
Not in this movie. Where is Andrew Dice
Clay? Andrew Dice Clay is not in A Star is Born? Not,
unless I missed something.
And not David Chappelle. I have it right here in front of me.
David Chappelle is in it.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed Andrew Dice Clay, man. Dave Chappelle is pretty funny. It's got a few scenes that aren't exactly germane to the plot, but Sam Elliott plays his brother. Sam Elliott is, I think, an actor born 50 years too late to get
to
be a big cowboy star.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I gotta give a plug. I'm sorry for kind of hijacking the list of films. Arliss, Robert Wall's a long time friend. Arliss,
welcome to the club. An old friend of mine too. Robert Wall's Arliss is coming back on HBO streaming.
Wow.
And I was in an episode of. By the way, I want to get to the Happy Prince also.
Yeah, we'll do that.
With Rupert Everett. But I was in an episode of Arliss playing myself. Which reminded me of the fact my father was in a movie called Daisy Kenyon playing himself, and the critics said he was unconvincing. But but anyway, NBC needed, when I was at NBC, they needed to look to the script to make sure that it wasn't untoward or anything like that, and it was fine. So comes the show, and I am used as a nightlight in the back when a couple right in front of the camera is in flagrant delicto.
Oh, no.
So, yes.
Oh,
yes.
God. This is a great series.
Fan,
yeah.
What's that?
It's a great series, and Bob's
a very
smart writer.
It's about an agent, and Al Gattula would like this. I once was standing behind home plate before a Red Sox-Dodgers game out in L.A., and there behind the screen is Scott Boras, the super agent, on whom Arliss is based. But I'd introduce myself and say...
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it really wasn't based on you, Mr. Boris. Oh, did he get angry at me? Ay, 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 ay. So I emailed Robert, and I said, oh, I want him to climb into a hole. I meant no disrespect. And he said, don't worry, he's an idiot or a jerk or something like that. You know, he does this to everybody. He's a super agent. But anyway, he reminded me of my agent. But anyway,
Happy Prince.
Great if you... I'm sorry?
Happy Prince. You wanted to go to the Happy Prince.
Happy Prince, yeah. That's Rupert Everett plays Oscar Wilde. And he also wrote it and stars in it, and he directed it as well. And Oscar Wilde was put in jail for being gay in England in the 1890s. Spent 2 years in prison. And
Oscar
it was a great
Wilde?
Playwright and poet. Oh. Yes, yes. Wow. And not in the 1970s was being gay. All the people who had been put in jail for that were pardoned in Great Britain. And it's Colin Firth is in it, Emily Watson, and it's beautifully filmed, and it sheds light on a tragic figure. And I saw it yesterday. It's a beautiful looking movie. So there's not much for kids this week, but Arliss on HBO streaming is just terrific. And I like A Star is Born too. Lady Gaga, good for her.
Yeah, honestly. Thank you, Jeffrey.
And Red Sox tonight. I'm sorry, Red Sox-Yankee tonight.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? I am
cautiously pessimistic. Oh. I've been through too many wars with these guys. The bullpen is awful. The Yankees are at full strength.
Where are you watching the game, man? Where are you watching the game?
I watch at home in front of the screen. I don't go to the stadium for postseason. I don't make
What superstitions do you have watching your Red Sox, Jeffrey Lyons?
What?
The tie? What do you wear? The tie? You wear the watch? The Red Sox paraphernalia when you watch the game?
And socks.
And socks.
And the watch, a gift from the team. And if it gets to a seventh game, I pull out a Red Sox yarmulke, which has a B on the top.
I only wear
it at home if they're behind.
That's great. And I'm going to get you the and I have a Donald Trump yarmulke in my office that I'm giving to you personally because I know you've been waiting for
please.
That, Jerry, just for you.
Don't get, as Billy Crystal says, don't get me started.
Get me started. Hey, Jeffrey,
don't
thank
get
you.
Me started.
Thank you,
you know?
Thank you, my friend.
$1 million is not $461 million. I'll leave it at that.
Jeffrey Lyons on the AM 970 answer. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thanks. Feel better, my friend. Feel better. Hello, 8:34 with Piscopo in the morning. Now, Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
62 degrees at 8:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A man is under arrest after being accused of attacking a Patterson teenager with a high-powered paintball gun. Police say 21-year-old Edwin Perez is being charged with the crime, which occurred when a 14-year-old boy answered his front door Monday night. The victim was left traumatized with deep, bloody bruises after being shot upwards of 25 times. It's not immediately clear if Perez knew the victim or what led up to the attack. An NYU student is using chalk to combat catcalling. Senior Sophie Sandberg is using chalk and a sidewalk to write down some of the harassment that's being yelled at herself and other women. Sandberg calls it chalking back. She says that putting the vulgar messages on public display sends a message that catcalling is inappropriate. The initiative has gotten a lot of attention on social media, with her Instagram page getting more than 30,000 Instagram followers. In sports, Yankees starting left-hander Jay Happ in game one of their AL Division Series tonight in Boston. Boston sends ace Chris Sale to the mound. It's the first playoff meeting between the teams since 2004. Masahiro Tanaka will oppose David Price in game two tomorrow. Predators beat the Rangers 3-2. The Islanders in overtime beat the Hurricanes as the hockey season got underway last night. And Thursday night football, Patriots beat the Colts by the final of 38-24. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny and 62 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, a new accident in Queens on the Jackie Robinson northbound near Fresh Pond Road. That's got one lane blocked. Accident on the Grand Central westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard in the right lane. Crash still being cleared in Brooklyn on the BQE northbound at the Gowanus Canal. That's in the center lane of the BQE. Inbound George a little better. 35 for the upper, 25 for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 25. The Holland is 30 from either approach alternate side in effect. New Jersey Transit 30-minute delays into and out of New York Penn. Crash on 80 eastbound at exit 56. Route 18 north at a Tysons Lane. In Westchester, accident cleared on the Sprainbrook southbound by Jackson Avenue. New York State Thruway southbound delays exit 13 into Westchester. And a crash on the Southern State westbound at Broadway in the left lane. Your forecast today, sunny and cooler with a high of 67, 59 under clear skies tonight. Saturday, partly sunny and 68. Sunday, partly sunny, but 79. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970. The answer.
Hiring? Try ZipRecruiter. Unlike most job boards, ZipRecruiter finds candidates for you and actively invites them to apply, so you get qualified candidates fast. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
All right, here's the great selling point of Relief Factor. Well, actually, the greatest selling point is that it works for the great majority of people who use it. But the big selling factor is really this. You can get all the pain relief benefits of Relief Factor without the negative side effects of ibuprofen. A couple of years ago, with great sciatic pain, I would take ibuprofen a lot, and it helped, but the side effects were so awful after a while that I just had to discontinue use. But that's not the problem with Relief Factor. So that's huge. So if you've been using any form of ibuprofen, now you don't have to with Relief Factor. Go to relieffactor.com, check out the pricing, and please give it a try because pain is pretty awful. Or call 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hey, I got your Joe Piscopo on the radio right here. I got your headlight harness right here. I got your headlight harness, the greatest new product for a dog, hands down. You have got to try. I'm so excited about this. It's called Headlight Harness, and it is out of this world fantastic. I have one for Otis. I have it with Otis's name on it. It says Otis, and I love it. The headlight harness was invented by a local New Jersey couple, the Pianellis, who I heard was at the, they were at the Joey Benefit, and I never got a chance. I said hi, but I was in such a rush to get on stage. I have to call Peter. What a great guy, Peter Pianelli. I'm telling you, not just because he's Italian. Stop. Listen, this is like a vest that you put on. It's a harness you put on your dog that is so comfortable with your dog. A bright LED integrated light is right there on the front of the chest of the harness, correct? Making you and your dog highly visible to vehicles and illuminating the path so you don't need a flashlight. It'll scare off wild animals. Hey, in my neck of the woods, I got bear, man. I got coyotes. I got wicked raccoons. You know what I'm saying? So when I can put that harness on Otis and I hit that light, I can see where he goes around the property. In addition, the headlight harness is perfect for securing your pet in a vehicle, which is the state law in the state of New Jersey, you know, with its easy, quick access handle, which is great. I keep it in the car. You have to secure your pet. My pet's almost, Otis is like 115 pounds, 110 pounds. That's a big dog. The harness, as soon as I put the headlight harness on Otis, he went to sleep. He didn't even feel it. It was so comfortable on my dog. The headlight harness makes a perfect gift. It comes in a variety of colors, can be customized with the pet's name and contact info, and it can be customized in any way you want. It comes in a variety of sizes to fit all dogs from 4 pounds to 200 pounds. It slips easily on and is virtually impossible for the pet to escape. But what I love about it too, it's a no choke, no pull design. I love that. Nothing around the neck makes walking your dog a real pleasure. To order a headlight harness, you have to check this out. I'm a dog guy, and this is one of the great inventions that I can remember. Headlightharness.com. Just like that. Headlightharness.com. Use the promo code AM970. You know what you get? Bang! 20% off any product on the site. That's headlightharness.com. Promo code AM970. Let me give you the number. It's an 800 toll-free number. 597-0181.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
841 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Love my headlight harness. This is a product you really got to try. Off the charts. Had a meeting with Peter Pignanelli, and he was great. And we just talked about it, and now Otis has it, and he's so very comfortable in it. Do we get Mike yet? Frankie Five Boroughs? Mike,
yeah, he's here.
Mike, Mike.
I'm waiting. What are you kidding me? I'm sitting here basking in the knowledge that Jeffrey Lyons is a Red Sox fan. Boy, am I shocked. Color me shocked. He's a Red Sox fan, huh?
You're so funny. You went, not after Jeffrey, but Jeffrey says things like he threw out something, I think alluding to the New York Times article.
Like the shot at Trump just now about the stupid New York Times smear.
Which was a bogus, unnecessary, untrue article. But why is it, Mike Galley, do you think, why is it that you think that the liberals and the very liberals, like Jeffrey, and listen, I love everybody. I don't care what you are. I'll debate it, really, really. But why do they go hook, line, and sinker? And especially since, to me, the liberal Democrats are so anti-Semitic now. This is my opinion and me talking now. But they go right along with every liberal agenda. It's a little crazy, isn't it?
They want, and you mentioned anti-Semitic. Bette Midler now is backpedaling because she said, women are today's N-word. Women are just despair. Now she's apologizing and backing off of that. I mean, these guys go over the top in such a crazy, crazy way. Let me go back to baseball, though, for just a moment.
Please.
Let's lighten the mood so I can try to shake off my rage about I'm going to start calling him Voldemort instead of Jeffrey Lyons, the man who has no name, you know? Voldemort, the movie critic.
Get you guys. Next time we're putting you guys in the studio together, come on, this is going
to
be great.
Please, please, don't threaten me with a good time. I would be delighted to set that guy straight.
But tell me about baseball.
$1 million isn't $400 million. Oh yeah, great. Why don't you exhume Fred Trump too while you're at it and see what we'll see if we can get any signs from the poor guy about what kind of a tax cheat he was 100 years ago. Would you give me a break? They can't. You know, I'm sorry. Don't see. Let me shake it off.
I got you. I got you.
Let's talk baseball.
Baseball.
Red Sox, Yankees.
Yes.
Only thing that matters tonight. The umpires. Yeah. One of my best friends is one of the umpires working the series. He is a highly respected umpire. He is one of my best friends over the years. So all I care about is that the men in blue get everything right. There's no controversy. Yeah. And if there is any controversy, let's hope my good dear friend Fielden Culbreth is not involved in any of the drama.
He didn't. He wasn't behind the plate the other night at the Yankees.
He was. He worked the plate the other night in. Mm. I think the what game was that. No, it was the Cubs. I think he. Did.
No, they did. Oh, okay. He didn't. He didn't do the Oakland Yankees.
No. He didn't.
The guy that called the Yankee game the other night behind the plate. I had this discussion with Mayor Giuliani. The guy was so off. The umpire
really?
Was so yes. There was. Yeah. I could see Eve Severino as hard as he was throwing. He was calling balls and they were strikes. So,
Fielden. Fielden
no,
never.
There you go.
I mean, I talked to him last night. I said, "Will you get one or two right, please, and don't embarrass me when you work this series?" Because I've got a lot
no
of
pressure.
Friends.
No pressure
for the Yankees. We're pulling for the Yankees, but no pressure. No, he's Yankees fans know him too. He's had. You know, you remember years ago? Do you remember the big? The big controversy when he ejected in a playoff game Randy Johnson. Remember when Randy Johnson came off the mound?
You are good.
Guys,
yeah.
Al, Frank, do you remember that? A couple of years.
Yeah.
It was long.
Yeah.
And he remember it was early in the game, and Cubby ejected him because he was arguing balls and strikes, and he came off the mound. And then after the game, and it was a big game, he was all over the front page of the Post of the Daily News. And after the game, Randy Johnson was such a class act. He said, "I deserved it." He goes, "I was frustrated. Yeah, I was off that day, and I was having a bad game." And so I just really, but I was so worried because you don't want to see your friend in the in the hothouse like that. But men in blue, you look for Fielden Culbreth tonight. I don't know where he starts. I think he might start at first, or maybe he can play tonight. Yeah. But he's a good guy, dear friend of mine.
Phil Cozzi's a friend. It's a very, very, very tough
way to make a living. You know,
they do well.
It's unlike us, Joe. It's the only job where you hope nobody notices. You want to get in and out without anybody even knowing your name, which is contrary to what we do. You know?
I know, it's so true. Hey, Mike, so what do you think is going to happen down there? Once they vote for cloture, they make that vote and they make that motion. Are the Democrats just going to how will they disrupt? You know they're going to disrupt something down there in the Senate, yes?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, programming note, we're going to carry it all live on the Mike Gallagher Show because it's scheduled to begin at 10:30 today, and we'll have it all because we'll break in and we'll make sure that we our listeners don't miss a word of what will be, you know, this historic vote. And it's the cloture vote. It's the first part, but it really does show their hand. I mean, any of these guys vote against getting it out of committee and in front of the whole Senate, then you got a problem on your hands. Joe, anybody who tells you they know how this is going to go, don't believe them. Don't trust them.
No,
this
boy.
Is a jump ball. You just
no,
don't
boy.
Know. There could be a surprise. The media is foisting a narrative upon us about Cory Gardner out in Colorado. And, of course, here's their theory. This is their thinking. Well, Colorado, even though he's a Republican, it's such an anti-Trump state that he's got to worry about 2020. Baloney. That's the media. The media's wishful thinking on this. You got the media all in on this. Don Lemon over at CNN, we're going to play the video today of Lemon just congratulating all these shrieking protesters. You know, look at Vietnam, he said. How dare Orrin Hatch tell the protesters to grow up? He's telling them to grow up because they're shrieking and screaming and disrespectfully getting in their faces. They don't want a dialogue. These guys are nuts. They're desperate and they're frantic. Amy Schumer got arrested yesterday, right? You know, she's in the Senate office building along with you know, a couple of thousand others or whoever. I mean, it's a tough time right now. I believe you fight, But I also believe, Joe, times like these, you got to pray. You got to pray for our country, pray for some peace, pray for some solace, and pray that they get it right. There's a great Wall Street Journal editorial by the terrific Kim Strassel, one of my favorite voices in all this stuff. And she writes, this is not hard. This is an easy vote. This is not anything. Democrats want Republicans to fear voting for Kavanaugh, she said. Republicans should embrace it because it's the right thing to do and because the Supreme Court rulings that will come with the Justice Kavanaugh will serve as a point of pride for decades to come. I love those words.
Yeah, I love it.
Stuff, Joe.
Well said, because you certainly can't make this up, man. And it's such
no,
a divide.
No, it's crazy.
And by the way, before we let you go, Mike, and Mike's on at 10:05 on AM 970, The Answer. You don't want to miss the Mike Gallagher Show. What are they protesting against? Kavanaugh, and they're protesting against sexual assault. I'm very confused. I don't know what these protests are for or what they're against Kavanaugh for. Sexual assault, which wasn't proven? And they gave Dr. Ford credibility? I'm confused, Mike,
You're right to be confused because there's an interesting vernacular that emerges. First of all, this is the one-year anniversary this week of sort of the birth of the Me Too movement with the Harvey Weinstein stuff. Ellen DeGeneres has apparently admitted on this one-year anniversary that she was sexually assaulted. It's horrific. Nobody wants to turn a blind eye to sexual assault. Nobody wants to pretend that doesn't happen. But when this process plays out, a lot of activists use the phrase, tell my truth. This is my truth. Mm-hmm. And it's important that you tell your truth. And that's such a, I don't know, I don't want to be hung up on this. Maybe today we'll take 5 or 10 minutes on my show, try to understand what people mean by that. Because it seems to me you'd want to search for the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
You want
truth,
not your truth, because my truth might not be truth. And I never understand that. It's almost like it's inherent. It's almost baked in the cake. Well, your truth may not really be real, but it's your truth. And that's what I fear a lot of people say about Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. Her truth may not be the way it happened, but that's what she thinks, so she must be believed. And that's a philosophy, Joe, that, I mean, you're a smart guy. Hmm. I can't figure it out. I don't get it. I don't get what that means.
Mike Gallagher, 10 o'clock right here on AM 970 The Answer. Go get him, Mike. We'll be listening, buddy.
And again, we won't miss a word of the vote. We'll carry it live for you. Everything will be covered today beginning at 10 o'clock. The vote around 10:30. Don't miss it here on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, guys. Love you. Have a great weekend,
everybody. Love you, too, Mike. Thank you. Godspeed with everything. And keep that phone, keep that smartphone right where it is. Keep that radio right where it is, AM 970. The Answer, Susie Cerrone, looking out for you on the roads on AM970TheAnswer.com.
And, Joe, we've got accidents on 287 in both directions in New Jersey. 287 south at exit 3, you're backed up from exit 8. And 287 north at a solid exit 36 to 39 with a crash. There's an accident in Kenilworth on the Parkway North, but at 138 in the right lane stopped from the Colonial Rest area. Just a reminder, accident cleared from the express lanes of 78 westbound near exit 49. New York State Thruway southbound. Looking good now out of Rockland, but we do have delays in Westchester. 287 eastbound heading into exit 8 for White Plains. In the city, alternate side in effect, tough in Queens. Accident on the Jackie Robinson North and Fresh Pond Road. Accident being cleared on the Grand Central westbound at Francis Lewis Boulevard. Crash on the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike, Bronx. New England Thruway North at Westchester Avenue, that's a crash. Inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 the lower. Inbound Lincoln is 20. 495 Westman at Kennedy Boulevard, that's an accident in the right lane. Holland about 20 from either approach. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You may know me as a comic with a knack for punchlines, but today I have a serious message. Like me, you probably know a relative, a friend, or a coworker whose life has been upended by cancer. You yourself may be facing cancer like I did, but fighting cancer doesn't have to be done alone. At Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center in Elizabeth, dedicated and experienced oncologists and skilled nurses stand beside patients all the way, from diagnosis through treatment. The entire staff works together to devise the most effective range of treatment therapies for each and every patient. Cancer Care Navigators help patients manage all the physical, emotional, and spiritual aspects of living with cancer. And in a caring, compassionate, and uplifting setting, Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center brings a comforting and targeted approach to cancer care. So take a moment to call the Trinitas Comprehensive Cancer Center at 908-994-8000 to get more information about cancer care delivered with the whole patient in mind. 908-994-8000.
Mike Gallagher explains how the Kavanaugh circus impacts Americans.
We are in Crazyville. I make light of it, but deep down, I'm seething.
And I'll bet you are too.
And this thing may yet get across the finish line. It has to. And if it doesn't, Americans are so angry, they're not going to stay home on November 6th.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
Tomorrow from 10 a.m. to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 tomorrow morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Remember Mario Perillo, Mr. Italy? Well, Mario's son, Steve Perillo, has carried on the tradition of excellence in travel, representing the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo Tours have been operating for 74 years, serving over a million happy guests. Steve personally guarantees that you will have the vacation of a lifetime. That is the Perillo promise. And right here on AM 970, The Answer with Piscopo in the morning, it's the Perillo Piscopo promise. They have escorted tours with 15 to 20 couples, right? But they encourage single travelers as well. You have a great time. You'll skip the line. This is what I love with Perillo. You skip the line. You walk right into the Vatican Museum, the Sistine Chapel, St. Peter's, right? The Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pizza, a pizza, right? Oh, by the way, this is what I love. You know, I'm a big fan of Botticelli Foods. Be the first 10 people to request a Perillo Tours brochure right now, right here on the show. Receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil that is right on my counter at all times. By the way, try it with French toast. I'm just saying, it's a $10 value courtesy of Botticelli Foods, the art of Italian flavor. Limit one per household, please. Go to BotticelliFoods.com, BotticelliFoods.com to see their full line. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO. You know you want to make the call. I would suggest humbly and respectfully that you do that today, 888-PERILLO. This is from Piscopo. The Perillo Tours is something that you really want to experience. We're all going. You know I'm going, you're going, and you're going with me. Visit PerilloTours.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberger's our weatherman, meteorologist, our marathon man. Someone said to me, Joe, did he really almost weigh 300 pounds?
Yes.
And I said, yeah, he really did. It's a great story. My goodness gracious. You should go. When we go to Italy.
That was Congressman Donovan's fiance
Serena, she said that? That is so funny because she did. You're right, Frankie. Thank you. Because everybody's a big fan. Everybody loves Joe Lumberg. He was 300 pounds. Serena said that. And we said he was in, how old were you? Like 200 what?
271, at least.
Oh,
that's what I know. That's the one that I know.
Oh,
I mean,
look at
right
you.
Here in my radio booth, I keep beside me a polar fleece from Old Navy that has XXL on it. XXL. That's what I was wearing.
You were not able to fit into that radio booth.
Well,
so
not very easily. No.
God bless you, man.
They
God
didn't
bless
call
you.
Me Orca the Great White Whale for nothing. You know?
What was your nickname, Orca? Yeah. Joe, I tell you, I have immense respect. That's the hardest single thing to do, and it's nice the way you just absorb it. And what we got to do when we go to Italy, pack the bike, man. Pack the bike.
Pack the bike. When are we going to Italy? When are we going?
I don't know. I'm not soon enough. I'm ready. I'm so ready. I am so ready to go. And what's interesting is that when you go, you could go and go down the Amalfi Coast on a bike. Like, do they allow that? Don't they allow that? Oh, Joe, I tell you, you're an inspiration.
That sounds
like
fun.
And where?
I'm in. I'm game.
Weather-wise, where are we going this weekend? We got a nice
Nice day today, Joe?
60s today, but with sunshine, no rain. In fact, no rain this weekend. The worst I could see is some fog patches or drizzle late tonight, tomorrow morning, maybe again Sunday morning. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, not much sun. We stay in the 60s, but Sunday, here comes the warmth and humidity. We're back up close to 80, and it looks like it's warm and humid almost all of next week.
All right. Joe Lundberg, thank you, man. You're an inspiration. Joe Lundberg right there. I see your phone calls. If you can hold, we'll try to get to the phone calls. I apologize for that. 877-970-2999. Elias Huzamadine is the president of the Correction Officers Benevolent Association. He will be chatting with us right after the news. You know, Bernie Kerik, former commissioner of the NYPD, Bernie said, commissioner said, there's going to be, you break up Rikers. He, and Bernie ran Rikers like a machine. He was the guy that ran it and kept it at its, you know, it was the best run under Commissioner Kerik. So Bernie goes, don't split it up. They're splitting up Rikers. We got problems. And Elias Huzamadine is going to tell us the problems that the correction officers have and the communities are having because of that. Steve Adubato is going to join us. Don't forget, October 11th, we have our business breakfast. Mr. Adubato will be moderating that whole business breakfast. Mary, see, I like saying papayo, but how did you pronounce it, Albert?
Papuyo.
Papuyo. Mary Papuyo, live on Radio Episcopo. Coming up, don't you dare go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
63 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Monmouth County Fire Marshal Office investigating a blaze that destroyed an abandoned home in Millstone Township. Firefighters from four local companies responded to a call about flames bursting through the roof of a vacant structure on Millstone Road near Carr's Tavern Road. Fire was contained without any damage to adjacent structures. No injuries were reported. Officials in Essex County are investigating a fatal stabbing in Newark. The county prosecutor's office announced yesterday Jonathan Pashkal was found dead Wednesday on Martin Luther King Boulevard, suffering from stab wounds. Pashkal was brought to University Hospital, but he couldn't be saved. No related arrests have been made. In sports, Predators beat the Rangers 3-2. Islanders over the Hurricanes in overtime 2-1. Thursday night football, Patriots beat the Colts 38-24.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.